Hi, I'm Johnny Reddick with JL Consulting Solutions, and welcome to the Unarmored Leadership Podcast. The Unarmored Leadership Podcast is designed to create a space for leaders in law enforcement, public safety, corporate America, in any space where we need to have unarmored conversations. It's so important for us to be able to lean into our vulnerability and really shed some of this armor we have in order for us to be able to have these common space, common ground conversations that we're all experiencing. It allows us as leaders to really learn from these moments and reimagine our own leadership paradigms. So, I hope that you will join me and take time to listen, to learn, and to really lean in. Again, welcome to the Unarmored Leadership Podcast. Hi, this is Johnny Reddick of JL Consulting Solutions. Thank you for joining me on our Unarmored Leadership Podcast once again. Over the next several segments, I'm going to talk to you about some components that are in my survival guide to law enforcement promotional preparation. Now, don't let the title fool you. It was designed to be able to provide some structure for people in law enforcement to have a pathway to prepare for promotion, because I struggled with it when I was on the department as an officer. And I wanted to create something where people didn't have to struggle as much. I mean, taking a promotional examination and preparing is going to take work. But it is nice to have a little helpful guide to start you off and be able to create the discipline and structure that you need to set up systems that will help you be more effective and perform better. So, from the survival guide, I wanted to go through some pieces, not necessarily in the order in which they are in the survival guide, but ones that I just wanted to talk about and kind of emphasize a few things again in the next several segments. So, again, thank you so much for joining me, Johnny, at JL Consulting Solutions, as we are going to talk about how to prepare for promotions, how to get ready for not just the examination, but the journey. And so again, I hope you will stay tuned in, because it is not just specific to law enforcement. You will find some nuggets in any profession that you're in on what I'm going to provide. So I look forward to sharing with you. We are going to talk about another segment from the Survival Guide to Law Enforcement Promotional Preparation. And in this section, we are going to briefly talk about why it's important to have mentors. Now, some of my other segments, we have kind of highlighted and talked about some of those reasons. And I thought maybe it might be a better idea for us to just kind of separate it from the larger content and just talk very briefly about mentors, mentorship, coaching, whatever it is that you might want to call it or someone else calls it, and why is it important. And so when I was reflecting, and what I provided in my survival guide was a small glimpse of things that maybe I was faced with as I was moving through my own organization and my own leadership journey. And within that, I found that sometimes leaders would step up and seek to mentor those that were coming behind them. And then often what I found is leaders looked right past some of their followers, and they would hand select the ones that they would want to mentor, therefore it not being equal for everyone. And so although this was frustrating and hard to understand, I had choices, I could choose to be upset, disregard perhaps the path that I was on and be discouraged. Or maybe I had to recalibrate and say, okay, so there are some that do not want to mentor me. So what do I do? So for me, it just happened kind of organically, in the sense of, as I was both traveling the journey of leadership, I was also maturing in my age and my level of responsibility, my competence. And I've mentioned this before, but it all matters, because in that you find your voice on how to speak up for yourself. And so some of the mentors that I had in the beginning, as a newer employee, or at a rank where I wasn't necessarily supervising or managing yet, maybe it was just mentoring me on how to do better at my job. Those were people that I would shoulder tap myself, because I wanted to learn from them something that they were doing that I was either impressed with, or I wanted to learn how to do that so I could be better in my own leadership. And then as I moved up into my first supervisory position, I found there were supervisors that I just did not care for. And there were some that I thought did a really good job of taking care of their people. And so in between those two disparities, I was able to kind of, I suppose, obtain mentorship in a way that wasn't necessarily the best type of model, as well as better models. And from that, I was able to shape some paradigms for myself moving forward. Now, with that, oftentimes what we're looking for in some of our initial promotional steps in mentorship will look very different as we move to higher levels in an organization, various assignments, and sometimes you definitely just need more than one or two mentors. They need to be all kinds of people. They can be from inside your organization. They need to be outside your organization. They can be peers, from within, from without. A lot of times I learn so much from those who work with me and for me that it absolutely changes my landscape on how I lead. And so oftentimes we look upward for this mentorship, which is true, because we want to get sometimes to where these individuals are. But we cannot just allow ourselves to be siloed in that thought process. So when you're seeking out mentors, truly vet out the kind of things that you need. Where do you need to strengthen your weaknesses? Where do you need to strengthen your strengths? What is it that you don't know that you should know and might want to know? And sometimes it's things we're like, well, I'm never going to be interested in that, or I'm never even going to, you know, pursue that. But believe it or not, when we expand our capacity to learn and to absorb our entire environment, as well as seek out things that are new, there's so much awakening and awareness happening inside of us that it translates into our leadership. Because now when somebody comes across our path that we have to be strong for, we have to give guidance or wisdom or direction, whether it's disciplining or praising or just simply weighing in, we have this bigger perspective because we've exposed ourselves to more. So having this bigger perspective when we expose ourselves to more really builds our leadership, and it really builds the space as we prepare for any leadership journey, whether we are going to remain in the classification or rank that we're in. I think we should never just remain there and be status quo. We should always be seeking to be excellent. And so that's also a misnomer about leadership and mentorship, that you have to have rank and position for either of those. And that's just not true. So when you are seeking out your mentors, consider those that are going to be valuable. They're going to be long lasting. Make sure that you're going to be able to take that real conversation with them, because constructive criticism can be piercing. And so I was thinking about some of the questions that some of my mentors asked me as they were assessing my readiness. which was helping me to internally assess myself, is they asked me something really simple. It's like, why do you even want to promote? Why do you even want to promote? Why do you even want to promote? And it sounds like a really easy question, but when I was trying to respond to it, my answer was really not very confident. And so what I found is I really had to dig deep in the sense of, why do I want to promote? Because it should never be about money. It should never be about power. It should never be about status. And so I really had to evaluate why I even wanted to promote in my organization, because a lot of it is additional responsibility. I mean, let's just be real about it. We no longer are just responsible for ourselves when we seek a promotion, which is an advancement above where we're at. And so if I had to be asked that, and then I had to question myself, then I ask you to consider the same thing. And then, do you even know what's required of the position? And half the time I would have some partial answer and try to talk my way through it. But then I would quickly go and research what the entire thing's about, because honestly, I didn't know the full capacity and the full magnitude of the position in which I wanted to acquire. Sometimes learning that information can be frightening, but it's important for you to really understand what you're about to undertake. Some of the other questions that my mentors challenged me with and really created thought for me was, did you ever think about a career development plan? And do you have one of those? And for me, I had no idea what a career development plan was. Nobody ever talked to me about this kind of stuff. And so they just share with me, it's really kind of mapping out your path in your career goals. And so as I researched a little more, I found that my organization had one. So I created one. And it wasn't complicated or difficult. It was just really identifying the things that I wanted to achieve on this journey. Like, was there additional training or education that I wanted to receive by a certain date? Was there a particular promotion I was seeking? And not just one, but having a vision for my entire 30-year career and where I might want to go. And being able to put that and document it on paper, having it in my personnel file, and then having it as part of my evaluation annually with my supervisor, so we could have a discussion on how I might achieve that or get the training, the assignments, or the education that I would need in order to have that advancement. And so profoundly, in this process of writing the survival guide, I went back and as I was reflecting, I came across the document and I looked at the dates compared to dates in my personnel files for some of my promotional assignments, my achievements in training, my achievements in my education. And it was very surreal in those moments on how close the goals I set, that they actually occurred so close in date and time. And so there is some very real tangible benefit for you writing down your goals and having that outline and making sure you're revisiting it and you're sharing it with your supervisors so that they can help develop you in the process. Also, what are your overall career goals in your organization? You've done the career development plan, but what are they? And are they going to align with your personal values? Because oftentimes you move up in an organization, and we've all experienced it. I know I have, where I've looked at my supervisors, managers, or executives, and I didn't agree with their mindset or decisions they made, or I felt like some things might be, you know, unethical or definitely not aligned with the mission, values, and organizational values within my department. And so I had to say to myself, if I'm going to move up in an organization, how do mine align with that? And am I going to be okay with that? Or am I going to also have the integrity to to maintain my own values, which should align with the organizations versus individuals within the organization. So just keep that in mind. Have you been engaging in the community, both at work and personally? Because these are often questions that are asked in these promotional processes. They become part of the written statement you have to write. They become part of the things you need to add to your resumes. And besides checking the box, they truly help you to have community engagement, which is one of the very important pillars of building trust between your organization and anybody outwardly that is a stakeholder for you. And so you have to think about, what are you doing? Are you walking the talk, or are you just talking it? And that's really going to translate very differently if you're authentically engaged whenever you're in an oral panel or you're up for an interview. Because we speak best from actual personal experience than remembering or recalling something we saw or someone else's experience. Additionally, they asked me, are you a continual learner? And so that question was like, well, what do you mean? I'm always learning things every day. Well, what it really means is, are you being intentional about what you're learning and learning to grow your leadership? And leadership has many facets, right? So I can grow my leadership in understanding trends and issues that are facing my organization. I can grow my leadership in the capacity of understanding how to lead my people. I can grow my capacity to learn in my leadership and understanding my role and how it influences an organization. So being a continual learner can be a lot of things. But if you're working in this capacity for leadership and promotion, you need to be very intentional about what you choose to be a continual learner in. And then one of the last ones that they asked me, which I thought was really interesting, was, are you going to put in even if you don't think you meet all the requirements? And I said, well, I think I am. And so I didn't really understand that question until I looked into it. So it's really important. I'm always continually learning. But looked into understanding why that question would be asked. And so for me as a female, there are statistics out there for women that even without all the requirements, men will compete, but women will not. We often wait till we have almost all the requirements before we will even put in for a position, a promotion, an assignment, or even step up for an interview. And so after I evaluated that, I was like, why not? And I did have a good mentor that always said to me, on every exam or any promotion that came around, he always said, why not take it? It's free. And I always laughed and thought that was funny. But in actuality, there's so much more to when you step up to take these promotions and these assignments, because they require so much responsibility, and we need to understand the magnitude and the weight and the expectation of our leadership. But we also don't need to be afraid to compete. So, as you continue on your journey for promotional preparation and leadership development, seek out really good mentors, and you may have to go tap them on the shoulder, and that's okay. But also be open to those who are tapping you on the shoulder. Thank you for joining me at JL Consulting Solutions.